custom of the church to sacrifice you for all eternity, the banquet of its life. Grant me to pray that you may draw from so great a mystery the fullness of charity and of life through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God.
But the blood will mark the house. The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Before the feast of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to pass from this world to the Father. He loved his own in the world, and he loved them to the end. The devil had already induced Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to hand him over. So during supper, fully aware that the Father had put everything into his power, and that he had come from God and returning to God, he rose from supper and took off his outer garments. He took a towel and tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and dry them with the towel around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Master, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing, you do not understand now, but you will understand later." Peter said to him, "Lord, you will never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, then not only my feet, but my hands and head as well." Jesus said to him, "Whoever has bathed has no need except to have his feet washed, for he is clean all over. So you are clean, but not all." For he knew who would betray him. For this reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." So when he had washed their feet and put his garments back on and reclined the table again, he said to them, "Do you realize what I have done for you? You call me teacher and master, and rightly so, for indeed I am. If I, therefore, the master and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash one another's feet. I have given you a model to follow, so that as I have done for you, you should also do." The Gospel of the Lord Jesus. The Gospel of John, when it comes to the evening of the Last Supper, is filled with much offering us food for reflection. It is unlike the other three synoptic accounts in that the focus is not only in the actions of Jesus, but in the words that Jesus uses to explain the action. It is the night of the great priestly prayer. It is also the night of his betrayal. But the focus in our celebration really is on the events of that Last Supper. It begins with Jesus identifying himself by his action as a slave, the one who washes the feet of others. And as he continues, it is the prayer that Jesus offers, a prayer that all may be one, as you, Father, are one and I am one with you, that they may be one with us. He connects the action of service to the vision of unity. In a sense, he says service, if it is offered in the image of God, will lead to unity, a unity among all of God's family. It's a fascinating concept when you begin to think of it. And it certainly relates to that first reading, the reading of the Passover, where God prepares the people for a journey out of slavery into freedom. But that journey is not a simple journey, it's a complicated journey, and it has many ups and downs, many high points and many low points, as they come to be formed through that journey, as they come to be formed into the people of God, the people of Israel. In a sense, the church takes that first reading and uses it this night, coupling it with the story of the Last Supper, service leading to unity, saying that in effect the Eucharist, and this is why it's at the heart of the life of the church, the Eucharist is God's continual service manifested to us in the most concrete way of food and drink. Basic nourishment, sustaining us for the all-important journey that can only be accomplished when we engage in the service of love, unity, the coming together of all people in God's holy family, journeying together in love, caring and supporting, carrying one another, washing each other's feet, journeying together toward the kingdom. That in effect, by our actions, we allow the taste of the kingdom to become alive in our midst. Not us, but Jesus working through us. For the reality is that we must develop a whole new understanding of the gift of the Eucharist. We must realize that we're not coming to receive Jesus, but that Jesus is here in service of us, offering us the opportunity through the Eucharist to enter into his life. And in entering into his life, to begin to take hold of that vision of unity, that vision of all of us being at one with the Father, as Jesus is as one with the Father, through the power of the Spirit, that we may begin to live the reality of God's new creation, that we may begin to live not in the ways of the world, but in the ways of God, freed from the prejudices, freed from the obsessions, freed from the distractions that the world presents to us over and over again, so that we become, in a sense, become the living Christ. He receives us into himself. He transforms us and makes us new in him. He feeds us that we can journey with him in the building of that kingdom, in the unity of God's holy family, where service of love is the essence, the constitution, the core of its being. In a few moments, we will enact the washing of the feet for 12 of our parishioners. We do that as a symbol, a gesture of humility, imitating the way of Christ, but we do it as a model, just as Jesus says, "Do you understand what I have done for you? I, who am the master, have made myself a slave. I do that so that I may give you the model for new life, for living in the kingdom. For that's what I'm calling you. When you come into my life, I'm calling you into the kingdom. And I'm asking you to live in the kingdom, to be free of all of the distractions, to be free of the materialism, of the consumerism, of the prejudices and the hatreds that are constantly being pushed at us. Tonight the Lord says, come into me, be part of me, be free, and journey with me to the kingdom of God.
Thank you.
Christ our Lord, for he is the true and eternal priest who instituted the pattern of an everlasting sacrifice and was the first to offer himself as the sacred victim, commanding us to make this offering as his memorial. As we eat his flesh as a sacrifice for us, we are made strong. As we drink his blood that was poured out for us, we are washed clean. And so, with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim.
Your last.